I have in front of me 8 students that all have something in common, and that's the fact that they all were winners in the Fairchild Challenge. The Fairchild Challenge is a program that Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens sponsors locally. It's a national program that works to help teens foster a sense of the environment and think of the environment in different ways. And just to start, we'll let you know everybody who is actually here. And I'll sort of work from left to right here and have each of you just tell us who you are and where you go to school. We'll start with you, Grace.
I'm Grace DeVitas, and I go to Shaler Area Middle School.
And how old are you?
13.
And would you like to say hello to anybody out listening, perhaps, or who brought you here?
I'd like to say hi to my parents and my brother.
Excellent. Now we'll meet Bobby and Matt, starting with you, Bobby.
Hi, I'm Bobby. I go to South Allegheny Elementary.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, so you're 12 and Matt is 11?
Yes.
Okay, and Matt, what's your full name?
Matthew Cannell.
Nice to meet you. And would you guys like to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, we'd like to say hello to our partner that couldn't be here today, Clayton Kalechi.
Excellent. It's nice of you to be able to do that. And we'll talk about your projects in just a moment. Nyla, let's go over to you. We'll just sort of pivot the microphone so we have it in front of your mouth so we can hear you. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. And could you give us your full name and where you go to school and how old you are? All those things.
All right. My name is Nyla Betts. I go to St. Philip School. And I'm 12 years old, and I would like to say hi to my family.
Excellent. Nice to meet you. Where is St. Philip?
It's in Crafton.
Wonderful. Thank you. And then we'll just move this over here for Devin. Hello, Devin.
My name's Sarah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah. That's You're okay. Devin. You're Sarah. Yeah. Thank you for not playing along. Sometimes people just, well, you know, assume another name. I'm sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, my name's Sarah Burry, and I go to Harrison Middle School, and I'm 12 years old, and I would like to say hi to my parents and my grandmother, who's listening right now but can't be here.
Excellent. And Harrison is in the Baldwin-Whitehall School District,
yes.
Right? Excellent. And now let's actually get to the real Devin. Hello.
Hello.
And your full name?
Devin Schroeder, and I'm from Harrison Middle School.
And any hellos to pass along?
Let's say hi to my parents and Mr. Shaner.
Great. And let's meet our last two. And we have Katie. Hi.
Hi, I'm Katie Diley. I go to Harrison, and I'm 13.
A lot of Harrison kids here today.
I would like to say hi to my parents and my friend Natalie.
And finally, Maya.
Hi, my name's Maya Stokes. I go to Harrison, and I'm 13, and I'll just say hi to my family.
Great to have you here. I'm afraid that's all the time we have. No, we have more time. We're going to talk about your projects now. And who can tell me what this Fairchild Challenge was? Because this is different. This is not, you know, how to improve the environment by planting something or by polluting less. Sarah, what was this all about?
Well, we had to create a snack that kids would enjoy, but it had to give a low carbon footprint, which means throughout traveling processes to ship food, they release fuels into an air, which creates a carbon footprint. And our carbon footprint is getting bigger. So our challenge was to create a snack that kids would enjoy using just natural sweeteners and helping our low carbon footprint.
Interesting. So a lot of these prepackaged snacks, you know, the packaging that goes into them, the travel, when you look at the big picture, not only are they more expensive, but the travel costs, there's fuel associated with it and resources. I never really had thought about that too much. So that's an interesting project. So why don't we start with, Sarah, since you have the mic now, can you tell us, did you do a private project or was this part of a group effort?
It was a private project.
Okay, so what did you do?
I did what's called cornbread minis with a twist. It's basically just cornbread, which was harvested from Frankfurt Farms through solar energy, and it has some honey with it and a topping of apples.
That's amazing. And so you kept source, local, and it sounds like the processing is very minimal. And how do they taste?
I thought they tasted good.
I'll bet they did.
Yeah.
Did you post the recipe anywhere? Or?
No, I actually haven't.
I think you should. There's probably some websites that would like that. Now, did you like corn muffins already? Or?
Yeah, I actually kind of, I would like to thank my mom for it because a couple of nights before I got the idea for it, my mom had made cornbread and she kind of, you know, she helped me along a little bit with thinking of it.
Well, that's great. Who else can tell me about what they made? Do you want to, you're close to a microphone too, Katie. What did you do?
I did apple and zucchini whole wheat muffins.
Oh, gosh. Everybody's making, nobody brought anything, did they? My goodness, we're gonna. And what inspired you to do that recipe?
My mom like always makes zucchini bread and stuff, so I wanted to make something with zucchini.
And where did you get the ingredients? Were they all local as well?
Yeah, they were all local.
At your garden or somebody else's?
We got a couple ingredients from homegrown gardens, and then we got some from like Simmons Farm and Frankfurt Farm. And stuff like that.
That's just terrific. So apple, zucchini.
Whole wheat muffins.
Whole wheat muffins. This sound great. Let's, Maya, what did you do?
I helped Katie make them.
So did you have to, like, test your recipes? Was there a little trial and error to make sure they actually came out okay and that you liked the ingredients?
Yeah.
I would think there would have to be. Did you come up with anything really bad ever? Or that you, I shouldn't say bad, but less good than other versions? I think you'd have to experiment with some of them.
Yeah.
Well, great to have a final recipe. Now, why don't we hear from Devin? What did you make?
I made pumpkin seed granola.
Oh, all these great things. Pumpkin seed granola, pumpkin seeds, and what else?
Honey and apples and walnuts.
And all local?
Yeah.
That sounds great. Where did you get the honey?
It was a farm in Monongahela where we come.
A lot of people are starting to keep their own bees. Do any of you know beekeepers? Local, you know one, some sort of?
I don't actually know one, but my mom has always wanted to be a beekeeper, so she's kind of looked into it a little bit and may do it.
There is a group called Bergs. I think it's Bergs Bees or Berg Bees, B-U-R-G-H. You could Google them, and they help people in our area set up with beekeeping. Nyla, what did you, let's get a mic in front of you. What did you make?
I made my grandfather's cucumber and tomato salad, and it came from our garden, and my grandmother, over the summer, she usually made it for our family for dinner, and I thought that would be pretty cool to make.
That's great. Now, is your grandfather still living?
Yes.
So he must have been really proud of you doing that.
Yeah.
What goes in there besides cucumbers and tomatoes?
It's olive oil, vinegar, salt, and pepper.
That sounds excellent. These are all not just low footprint items, but they're also really nutritious. It's amazing, and they all sound delicious, too. Bobby and Matt, did you work together in yours, or did you come up with separate recipes?
We worked together.
And what did you make?
We made something called Canescalacci pizza.
Canescalacci pizza?
Yeah, it's all three of our last names combined.
Oh, I see, with the fellow who isn't here today. Yeah. What's his first name again?
Clayton.
Okay, so Bobby, Matt, and Clayton, and what's in this pizza?
Zucchini, tomato sauce. Cheese
and basil is on the top.
Zucchini, tomato sauce, cheese, and basil, all local as
yes.
well.
We got it from Whole Foods.
Excellent. Where what kind of cheese did you use?
Mozzarella and
We used mozzarella and provolone, I think.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And did the people like it?
Yes.
Do you think you'll make it again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. And Grace, what did you make?
Zucchini bread with a sweet apple and pear chutney.
Ah, chutney. Nobody makes chutney, or not many people I know make chutney. So how did you, what inspired you to try chutney?
Well, I was just thinking about it one day in Gate, and we just thought of it because it would be sweet with the zucchini bread.
That sounds great. How did you make it? Apples and pears, and what else goes in it?
Brown sugar, sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, water, salt, cornstarch, and lemon juice.
That's a lot of ingredients. Did it take you a little testing to get it the way you wanted it?
No, not really.
Well, great. Does anybody have anything else they want to add? You all did a great job. You should publish a cookbook or do something to make sure other people get those recipes. Anybody else have anything to add? Well, I do, and that's thank you. And congratulations. I hope you'll do another challenge. You all not only represent your schools and your families, but especially yourselves. Thanks for being with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of...